text is the gospel lesson, which we will examine under the theme, Jesus delivers us from doubts, from sin, and from death. Thomas! We all remember Thomas. He's the disciple who, when told by the others that Jesus had risen from the dead and had visited them, declared, "Unless I see in his hands the mark of the nails, and place my finger into the mark of the nails, and place my hand into his side, I will never believe." Clearly, Thomas wasn't the kind of person who humbly accepted the faith. Rather, he reflected on whatever Jesus said and closely watched everything that Jesus did. You see, Thomas possessed an inquisitive mind. And this incident in that locked room wasn't the first time Thomas expressed skepticism or demonstrated doubt. Indeed, recall the time when Jesus was talking about going and preparing a place, a heavenly mansion, for his followers. Remember that? It was Thomas who scratched his head and said, "Jesus, we don't know where you are going, and we don't know the way." What's so interesting about that incident is that Thomas probably wasn't alone in being confused about what Jesus said. And yet only Thomas was bold enough to share his curiosity. Only Thomas was honest enough to admit his confusion, to acknowledge his struggle to understand Jesus' words. So tell me, do you know anyone like Thomas? Or perhaps it could be that you, like Thomas, are afflicted at times by doubts. Maybe you struggle to let go and let God. Maybe you struggle to walk by faith and not by sight. Maybe you too struggle to resist the temptation to put your trust and hope in yourself rather than trusting and depending upon our gracious and loving God alone. Is this sort of resonating with you? Is it sounding familiar? If so, perhaps that's because many people these days, many people, including many of us, are like Thomas. We too are often afflicted by skepticism and doubts. Questions and doubts run through our minds when it comes to matters of faith. Now, these may be big questions, great big questions, like, is Jesus the Son of God? How do we know that the Bible is true? Or why is there so much evil in the world? Or your struggle may be personal questions, such as, why did my loved one get cancer? Why did my friend die at such a very young age? Or why is my family having all these problems and troubles? Yes, like Thomas, you and I have questions and doubts and often aren't afraid to express them. Of course, we may also be like Thomas in another way. We too may want God to provide proofs and signs. We would like God to prove to us that he exists. Yeah, God, why don't you work some miracle in my personal life, and then I can more easily believe that you exist and that you care about me. Or, God, maybe you could arrange the stars up in the heaven to spell out, I exist, as a sign that there is a personal God who cares about my life. Or maybe you and I are like that person in the rock opera, Jesus Christ Superstar. Perhaps you remember that guy. It's the guy who once sang, Jesus Christ, if you're divine, turn my water into wine. Prove to me that you're no fool. Walk across my swimming pool. Yes, struggling with doubts is real. The good news, however, is that Jesus, our Savior, is compassionate and patient. Compassionate and patient with his disciples, and compassionate and patient with you and I when we are afflicted by doubts. Just look closer at that text. On the night of his resurrection, when Jesus appeared to the disciples in that locked room, the first words out of his mouth were not words of condemnation. They were words of comfort. Did you catch that? The words were not condemning, they were comforting. Jesus doesn't condemn these men because they hadn't been expecting him. Nor did Jesus criticize them because they had not believed the women who had first brought them good news of his victory over death and the devil. Nor did Jesus scold them for doubting his resurrection and then hiding out in the upper room for fear of the Jewish religious leaders. On the contrary, the words Jesus spoke to those frightened followers were profoundly caring and profoundly reassuring. Jesus simply said, peace be with you. Now there's a sermon, right? A four-word sermon that packs a punch. Peace be with you. Now, I've not, pared down my sermons that short yet, okay? There's always hope, though, right? Okay. Peace be with you. Talk about patience. These folks that have doubts, these folks that have fears, Jesus says, peace be with you. Talk about forgiveness. Talk about unconditional love from our Savior. What's more, Jesus then proceeds to offer them encouragement by holding out his hands and exposing his wounds for their examination and exploration. Jesus did this because he wanted these troubled men to have tangible proof of his victory and of the reality that sin and death and the devil would no longer have the final word. Jesus wanted them to believe with eyes of faith that he truly had won the victory. The victory over sin, the victory over death, the victory over the power of the devil. By triumphantly rising from the dead. You see what's happening here? These folks have doubts. These folks are afraid. They have fears. And Jesus meets them right where they are at. And he takes them to where he wants them to be. He wants them to come to the point of humble, trusting faith that their Lord, their Savior, indeed has risen from the dead. Their Lord, their Savior, is victorious over sin, death, doubt, and the devil. What's more then, notice how Jesus responds to Thomas' famous words. You know, unless I see the nail marks in his hands, put my finger where the nails were, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe. Jesus lovingly looked at his friend, and with great compassion in his voice, he said, Thomas, put your finger here. See my hands? Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe. What compassion. What care. Jesus treats you and me the very same way. Jesus is patient and loving and kind with doubting sinners like you and like me. When we are afflicted by doubts because the devil is tempting us to trust ourselves or our own wisdom rather than cling to our God and his promise in his word. When we struggle with sin and battle against the desires of our sinful flesh. When we struggle in our walk of faith. When we are overwhelmed by anxiety because of the pandemic or health concerns or financial problems or marital struggles, Jesus is patient with us. Jesus reaches out to us in love and says, hey, put your finger here. See my hands? Reach out your hand and put it into my side. I'm your risen, living Savior. Stop doubting and believe. Of course, Jesus also goes on to declare, blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. And later on, the scriptures declare, now faith is the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen. My friends, Jesus is our loving Savior. He is our patient and compassionate and loving Savior who is worthy, yes, worthy of our confidence and our trust. And Jesus, indeed, Jesus earned it. He earned it when he died on that cross and rose from the dead. For when Jesus was nailed onto the cross, he battled the darkness of doubt and sin, death, and the devil. And while the devil did bruise Christ's heel on that cross, he died. Jesus crushed Satan's bony little head when he rose from the dead on Easter morning. Hallelujah! Christ is risen! He is risen indeed. Alleluia. And Jesus' triumphant resurrection means our sins are forgiven. It means our Heavenly Father accepted Christ's sacrifice and payment for our doubts and our sins. Jesus' resurrection is the defeat of sin and death. That means death has been transformed into the doorway that leads to eternal life in heaven. Furthermore, Jesus' resurrection means that we have a living Savior. A living Savior who we can trust and place our lives and our hopes and our future in His hands. That's right. We have a living Savior. You have a living Savior. So place your trust, place your hopes, place your future in Jesus' nail-marked hands. Place your future in His nail-marked hands, knowing that Jesus promises, "Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you." And knowing that Jesus says, "I make all things work together for good to those that love me." But Pastor, how can we be so sure? Well, my friends, we can be certain of Jesus' love and His forgiveness and His power and presence in our life because Jesus comes to us in word and sacrament ministry. He comes to us in His word. What do we read in the text at the very end? It said, "These things are written," the stuff in the Bible, "is written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in His name." My friends, we don't have to be overwhelmed by doubts. We have the Word that says that Jesus rose from the dead, that says that Jesus is with us always, that says that Jesus has come to give us new life, eternal life in His name. What's more, in the sacrament of baptism, Jesus claimed us as His very own children, His very own sons and daughters. In the sacrament of baptism, we were gifted with the Holy Spirit and Spirit-given faith, so we can walk by faith rather than being overwhelmed or washed away by a flood of anxiety and doubt and fear. What's more, we have a Savior who comes to us at the table. At least in non-pandemic times, right? Pass by. But it comes to us right here, right? Right here, in this place. Gives us His body and broken under the bread and wine for the forgiveness of our sins and the strengthening of our faith that we ultimately might say with Thomas, "My Lord and my God." We struggle with doubts in this sinful and broken world, but we have a great big God and a great big Savior, Jesus Christ, who is patient with us, who forgives us, who blesses us with His Holy Spirit, so that we may walk by faith and not by sight, ever trusting and ever believing that we have hope and we can be confident in our daily walk of faith because Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses human understanding, guard your hearts and your minds through faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.